Yeah, you can say Washington too if you want to. It's not.
I just didn't want to know if you're just kind of one name only.
Oh, I appreciate it. I wish I could pull that off.
Just do it.
Yeah. No Washington. Just Isaiah.
Or we could call you, how about Wash?
Now that would go hard. Wash, yes, or the Wash.
That's even better when you have like a the. It makes it like you own a house at this point. Like, okay.
You know, 401k type shit. You know what I mean?
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MFR.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior. A morally questionable podcast.
Where two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
Sterling, how are you today?
I'm really excited because this weekend I'm going to a pool party at this really gorgeous house in the Hollywood Hills. So I'm feeling good. How are you feeling today?
Well, can I ask you, I'll tell you in a second, but I just want to know more about this house. Like, yeah. What's the food situation going to be like? Will they be getting like Pizza Hut or will it be DiGiorno? Like, walk me through a Hollywood pool party.
Okay. Well, I've only been one time. Last time, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, it was kind of giving regular party. So it was kind of chips, alcohol. It wasn't catered.
Let's talk about the chip situation.
I think it was kind of, is it ribbed Lays? I'm so sorry.
Ribbed Lays.
Wait, what's it called? Wavy?
I think it's called wavy, but I, you know what? Ribbed for your pleasure. So I'm all on board with having ribbed Lays.
I'm so disturbed by myself.
Can you please go to this party and just be like, can you give me a plate of ribbed Lays?
Like, sorry.
Well, as long as we're talking about food, I want to talk about something I'm super passionate about. I am not, this is not sponsored. I want to clarify this, but I would love to be sponsored by this.
I know you guys think we have 1,000 sponsors, so we just want to really be clear.
Well, I just like to, transparency. I was at Target the other day. I love Target. I love going to Target.
I don't know why people like Target. I'm going to say that. Sorry.
Why?
Okay. I feel like in my head, people are obsessed being like, oh, Target has everything. But guess what? It's all really randomly expensive. One time I went to checkout, I was getting a 5x6 photo frame, $25 a frame. I literally had to do the most humiliating thing in my life. I had to say this. Actually, I'm not going to get those. Okay, sorry. Back to Target.
Well, in defense of this giant corporation.
Yeah.
You're paying a lot for sturdy craftsmanship.
Really? Sturdy?
Hold your pictures high.
That's what they
always
say. They say, I've actually had this from Target for the last 100 years. It's a family heirloom.
Well, anyways, I still love Target, and I would love to be a brand ambassador.
No, I still like it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But I was in there the other day and they didn't have the brand of peanut butter I like.
Oh, what do you like? I hate to be like this. I'm guessing you're going to go smooth.
Okay. You're just coming in here really hot and heavy with this negative energy. All right.
I'm sorry. But tell me you're not a creamy boy. Tell me you're not a creamy boy.
What are you, chunky?
I'm crunchy.
Whatever it's called. We don't know the name of
crunchy
food.
Wait, what did you call it?
Chunky. And ribbed Lays.
We are going to go to a party and be like, hey, do you have any chunky peanut butter and any ribbed Lays?
They're going to be like, you're not from here. Anyways, I was at Target. They didn't have my brand of peanut butter. This is such a long story and people are going to be like, really? This is what it was leading up to. But I'm going to finish this. So I felt adventurous and they had dark chocolate.
Oh, he has it on camera, y'all. Oh, wait. I hate to be like this. Blair, you sent me this photo.
I'm transparent. I'm legit. I love it. It's dark chocolate with creamy almond butter. Guys, I could eat this whole thing with my mouth.
Is it kind of like Nutella vibes? Or are you?
It is Nutella, but less sweet. It's like the right mixture. So you feel like you're being healthy, but you're getting the antioxidants from dark chocolate because I read that on Healthline. Mm. And it is like,
Wow, he's actually opened it up, you guys. He's smelling it. He's actually going to start pouring it into his mouth on the pod soon.
It's so, I could.
Oh, wow. Finger's actually gone into the jar. Blair's taking a lick.
It's at Target. Get it. It's delicious.
But we love this, actually.
Okay.
We love that tonight's the night. In case you're in Los Angeles and you're thinking, what the heaven and hell do I do tonight? Come on out. We got a big old show tonight, and it's soon, so you better get your tickets.
Yeah.
You're at Dynasty Typewriter tonight in case you want to come on out or fly out or train out or car out. we are at Dynasty Typewriter tonight, 7:30 p.m. We got a killer lineup and we got our live show. If you're listening to this podcast, you must be a fan. So come on out.
And if you're listening to it after work, you still have time. Like if you get off work at 5 o'clock, oh my God.
Run, baby. Don't walk. We're in the middle of the city.
This is a coincidence. The fact that you're listening to this as you're getting off work means
This is a sign.
Reroute. Reroute. Because you know LA traffic. You have all the time now to make it.
All the time in the world. So 7:30. Anyways, that's our last little pitch. And if we don't see you there, we'll definitely do it with some more live shows in the future.
Link in bio.
Link
in description.
Link in description.
We're doing okay.
We're doing okay. And we can't wait. I'm excited for the show, but I'm also so excited for our guest today.
Okay. Yes,
our
me
guest
too.
Is a pal of mine. He is so funny. I met him playing Ultimate Frisbee, which we discussed in the episode today. I'm sure you've seen his many videos on TikTok and Instagram. He does live shows in LA, so definitely check him out. Please welcome Isaiah Washington. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Isaiah. It's such a treat to have you on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, we were talking about this before, but just to be clear, you want to go by The Wash today, right? Is that...
Yeah, now and forever. Now and forever. It's fully my name. Yeah,
so wait, is this your official announcement that you're going by this new name?
You came on today just to announce that.
Just fully to announce that. I'm actually not doing the rest of the show. Just coming here to say I am The Wash. Not telling anybody my previous name either. Completely like erasing my past and just now saying I am The Wash.
Okay.
And heading out. And that's the end of it.
Okay,
that's
gorgeous.
I love that. Thank you so much for doing that on the show.
Yeah.
I'm honored that y'all gave me this platform.
We like to ask our guests to come on the podcast, kind of what is their usual, since our podcast is all about bad behavior, what is their usual conflict style?
I just heard a cat, by the way.
There's a cat, yes.
Can we see it?
Yes, hold on, I can grab him.
This will give you time to think about your conflict style and how you want to answer it.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, like the cat right now, he's currently fighting me, and I was like, I give up on that. So that's kind of my conflict style. Is I'm like, okay, you know, I got to let it go. I think for the most part, I'm truthfully trying to get better at bringing conflict to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm a bit of a worrier. I'm a bit of a worrier a lot of the time. So I'm like, okay, all right, I have to fucking, he's making a whole bunch of noise and shit. I don't know why the hell.
But you know what I love? It's like, there's a problem happening now. So we're actually getting to see this in real time, how you're going to deal with this conflict with your cat.
How is this going to happen? He's going to get locked out of this room. That's what the problem is going to be. That's what the issue is going to be. You know,
it's strong boundaries.
Yeah, of like getting the boundaries going. You know what I mean? Just starting to really like not mess around with something whenever, you know, it comes to the forefront.
To play devil's advocate, did you do something to your cat that warranted this behavior of her kind of coming, or him coming at you?
No, he's just an asshole. He's just an asshole. And this is what I'm saying. It's like this didn't happen until we started recording. And then it's like, oh, he heard us talking and then was like, you know, let me go fuck his day up. Yeah. Let me just go fuck his day up right now. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean. It's just like, I don't know what I can really do about that other than just be like, lock him out. You know,
that's just kind of putting a Band-Aid on the conflict because you are going to have to confront him after the show.
That's real.
So what is that going to look like?
It may end up with me just petting him on the couch while we watch The Bear. And
so you're submissive. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty submissive person at the end of the day.
You said you're a bit of a worrier. If you can share the nothing too personal, what have been some of the classic worries going on right now?
The worries right now, I think I'm constantly worried that I'm like messing something up. That's really, and I feel like I'm about to turn 25.
I think the good thing for mid-20s that I feel like I don't have maybe I still have the privilege of, but like, I feel like you can be goofy and you can really be making mistakes still because ultimately you're still in your mid to early 20s.
And high metabolism. You can eat like shit. Enjoy it now. Eat the shit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of right now, I'm like trying to write material and I'm like pulling from AKA mid 20s when I was doing dumb shit.
I'm pulling from weeks ago.
That's all your content.
Weeks ago. Yeah, just honestly, look at all the bad shit as material, because boy, in that circumstance, we're lousy. We're lousy with luck, you know?
That's really changing my perspective. This is, and you know, we said we were like, is it going to get deeper? No. And it is kind of, I'm like, well, I really needed to hear that. I really, really needed to hear that. Because I'm like, I'm just stressing. I'm like, every single thing, it just feels like it's we're like, this is the last peg. It's like, oh my God, you know, if this gets messed up or if you make this mistake now, that's the end. You know what I'm saying? You're going to ruin it all forever.
I lead with love.
Oh, you're sorry. I forgot that about you. Oh gosh.
That's right.
Blair is always
love and trust.
Love.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Okay. Well, speaking of leading with
love, it's called Zoloft. It's in prescription form.
Speaking of leading with love, Isaiah, I feel like your work is prolific with leading with love and giving, I would say, quote unquote, advice to your followers in certain, in the form of hilarious videos.
Hilarious is not a word that I would use. I would say, you know, I would be like,
serious.
Come on, The Wash. Don't undersell yourself. You got to promote it.
To be completely truthful with you, though, before I moved to Los Angeles, I'd never considered my videos like comedy stuff. And people I started running in like comedy circles. And I was very confused for like the first couple of months living here.
Wait, so what did you like, start them as?
Well, first of all, like it's the comedy aspect of it. I was like never really comfortable. I was like, I don't know if I've ever been funny. I kind of feel like I've always used comedy as just like a way to like not get made fun of. Mm. So I never really believed that it was actually funny. I kind of was just like, if I can make people laugh a little bit, nothing will happen. Like nothing will happen. Yeah. They'll kind of like leave me alone. So then like when I started doing the vids and then I came here and people were like, no, you should like, you'd like do comedy stuff. I was like, this is a defense mechanism. I don't know anything about like actually turning this into anything.
I love that your thought process was, I'm gonna actually become kind of famous online, and so that people leave me alone and don't make fun of me. You're like, actually, I'm gonna put myself the most out there that pretty much you can do, and have kind of to blow up your spot upwards of a million followers, and therefore then no one will say anything. You're like, then I'll really unnoticed. You know,
literally, that logic is something I'm like, I don't understand how I jumped to this point. I literally don't understand how I got to this point because that definitely was the plan. And I didn't really consider it. And I do remember at one point in time, I was like, well, what you're doing is like kind of, but I think the thing is I was kind of living in the middle of nowhere. So it kind of felt like as the numbers were growing and like going up, they weren't really real because nobody was reacting to it in where I live.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like,
wait,
okay,
where was the middle of nowhere?
I lived in rural South Carolina. I lived in a place called Hartsville, South Carolina. It was like middle of nowhere. And I lived like in the suburbs of Charleston for a little bit while I was doing it.
How do you like your barbecue?
I don't really be eating barbecue.
Blair's a man of the South, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a man. Wait, where are you from?
Kind
of. Northern South. I'm from Virginia. So like middle.
But like Southern.
Okay. Well, how do you like your barbecue?
I like the vinegar based.
I know I don't know shit
so
about
it. So it's like vinegar based and sweet. I think it's like vinegar based on the Carolinas.
Oh.
Damn, that's a part of like that life that I never got. I don't even need
to. So how can you give advice to all these people when you don't even know the barbecue?
Yeah, I have to like really consider that. Yeah.
So we have a game that we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is going to be a game where on a scale of heaven to hell to purgatory, if you're kind of ambivalent, you're going to be ranking these different situations for yourself, okay? So because you kind of give a bit, I will say, like advice type or like humorous advice type of videos, we have different kinds of advice friends could be giving you in different situations.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. The one thing about the South that I did get was the religion aspect, and I disliked it, but now we're kind of like rolling back into it here.
All right, The Wash, here is number one.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the name respect.
You're welcome. You're at a party with friends and see your crush. You don't know what to say to them, so you turn to a friend asking for advice. Your friend says, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
That's hell for me. That's hell for me. Because you certainly fucking can.
For example?
You certainly fucking can. You shouldn't go up and say, I saw you from across the party. I love your vibe. Certainly don't do that.
I kind of like that.
You think you like that? Would that be heaven for you?
Well, if I love your vibe, I'd be like, I don't think I
Well, it depends on who's delivering the message.
That's real. I would be like, how did you read my vibe from there? How did you read my vibe?
So your defenses are going up.
See, I'm this is what I'm saying. I be getting defensive. And then like going back to the original convo about like conflict and shit, I think I just like, just the walls come like, what is going on here? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean you was reading my vibe from across the party? I don't like it.
Is it hell that your friend is not giving you better advice? Like, were you hoping in this situation they'd give you like actual things you could say or like a tactic to you?
Yeah.
Or like, so that idea of kind of calming is not good.
Right, yeah. I think I need like an intro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or maybe even we could go up. If this other person is with friends, then maybe like, hey, we could go up to start like a friendly conversation with everybody involved here, kind of lower the stakes a little bit. Yeah. I think that's sort of the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I think I would be like, I would get a little worried. I would get a little worried on the, I'd be worrying about shit.
Yeah.
I'd be worrying about shit.
No, that's fair.
I'd be getting a little, I think I would be like, I don't know if I could just say anything and make it work here.
Well,
because
you know what I find in situations like this when you don't know what to say? I find if there's alcohol present, if you just drink more, something will come out.
No, Blair, we're not.
And 9 times out of 10, always lands. I've always had the best luck with drinking. And I want to pass that on to you. That's my advice.
I think, though, in general, you obviously can say crazy stuff to somebody. But I do think, like, the concept in general is true. In general, there's obviously crazy stuff you could say, but in general, if you guys are going to vibe, you likely will say something that will vibe with them. Even though the word vibe is actually the worst word, and I can't even believe I used it twice. But like, I think the general concept of like, if you're supposed to be dating someone, you probably aren't going to be doing the wrong thing because you guys are like a match in some way.
Oh, I guess that's true. Hopefully. That's true.
Yeah, the Lord brought you together.
And the Lord. Yeah. Wow. And it was heaven. The Lord.
He be all about matching people.
Hey, man. Oh, my God. What a freak. Isn't he such a freak? Like, why are you so involved? Why are you so involved?
You died so I can get laid by a dude. Okay, sure.
That's a fucking freak. You're such a weirdo. Oh, my God. And you're watching, too? You're watching at all times? Get the fuck out of here. I'm closing my blinds. This is strange. It's strange.
Okay, you're playing frisbee with friends and someone accidentally tackles you to the ground. Your friend offers a hand to help you up and says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Hard hell for me. Hard hell, because this could have killed me had I landed the wrong way. Had I like fallen and broken a rib, we don't know. We don't know if I'm surviving that. Also, like, health insurance is really difficult. I'm about to turn 26. Like, it's just, that's a risk.
Yeah.
That's a real risk for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not supposed to be tackling people in frisbee anyway.
I was hoping you would remember in this scenario that the first time I played frisbee, I got tackled.
Oh,
so
I do.
Isaiah and I play frisbee, frisbee together occasionally. And when I first moved to LA, I joined this ultimate frisbee team. The first time, I think, week one in LA, I don't know who it was, a grown man, I'm kind of small, 5'4", a grown man fully smashed into me. I went flying on the ground.
This is a tackle frisbee?
And then he obviously felt bad, but it was like in that moment when
he's like what doesn't kill you makes like, you stronger.
You're like, I can't start crying. I also don't know anyone here. Just moved.
Damn.
I was like, get it together. But I didn't cry. I was really fine. It's just like sometimes when you get like kind of the wind knocked out of you, you're like, but then I was okay. But it was scary.
Did somebody tell that to you when you got up?
No. I think everyone was just
okay.
Like,
I'm about to say.
Can you imagine a stranger? I don't know anyone, and they say that to me.
Yeah. this is the vibe here, actually.
Welcome to LA. Frisbee.
What doesn't kill you makes you fucking stronger. This is what we do here. Los Angeles Frisbee.
Okay, so that's a hell. Okay, Blair, our next one.
You accidentally bump the car behind you while you parallel park. You're trying to decide if you should leave a note on the car. Your friend in the passenger seat looks at you and then puts on Justin Timberlake's What Goes Around Comes Around. Heaven or hell? Are you familiar with the song?
I don't think I am.
No, you're not familiar with the song?
Do you want me to sing it for you?
Yes, please.
What goes around, goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around.
You really don't know this Justin Timberlake song?
If it's your rendition of it, it's heaven.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to say, but I also...
It's called something all about karma, basically.
I would say purgatory for that. Purgatory is an option, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Kind of like going in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like, okay, maybe that's not what I needed to hear right now. But also, you're trying to set the vibes after a really traumatic event.
You get out that pen and paper. You're like, you're right. I'm leaving a note.
Yep, yep.
And it's just the lyrics to Justin Timberlake's song. And then you put it on the car.
A warning to them. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, park you better.
Park better. You deserved this for some reason. You shouldn't have been parked like this in the Trader Joe's, man.
Oh, the Trader Joe's. That really gets me almost every time.
That shit is a nightmare.
Okay, next one. You get an email notifying you that you didn't get your dream job. Your roommate looks at you and says, what's meant for you can't pass you by.
That's a heaven for me.
Oh, really?
I even like hearing that, I think in that moment, I'd be like, fuck, you're so correct. You're so right for that, actually. I like shit like that. It was like when one door closes, another door opens. I'm like, hell yeah, it does. Hell yeah, it does.
You arrive to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. And realize you have bought scam tickets. Your friend turns to you and says, smile. Life's too short to be unhappy.
Nah, we in hell, because today I'm going to be really fucking pissed. Because how much were these tickets? There has to be at least a grand. And also, we probably waited multiple days to get these tickets. You know, we had to go through Ticketmaster. So that was already hell. Truthfully, once you gave me the scenario, I didn't even hear the quote. I automatically blacked out and I was like, I can't fucking believe this happened. Because now we're outside of SoFi.
Yeah.
We're outside of the stadium and we're dressed up. We're looking really, really nice. You know what I mean? We've picked these outfits months in advance. I don't even know if I would let them get to the end of it. I'd be like, first of all, stop.
Last one. You're complaining to your friend that the person you're currently dating is treating you terribly. Your friend looks at you and says, name something you can't afford to fix. His problems. Now, I get it. Does this quote strike close to home for you?
Yes. So that is from one of my videos.
I did some deep scrolling this morning. I was in between a bunch of them.
That's real. Yes. I first of all, I appreciate this. I want to give it heaven just for the knowledge and the research.
The research.
Yeah, we do a lot of research on this podcast.
I'm gonna give this a heaven because I want to start standing by myself. I want to start standing by me. And this is my advice. So
and but you're fine
straight from the wash.
I guess if your friend is also quoting it back to you,
mic drop.
If your friend is quoting your own quotes back to you, that's like a true, they're really watching your stuff. They're a real fan.
They're a fan.
And friends. Yeah.
The kind of thing you don't want.
So we've come to the time of the show where I think you know why you're here today. So you have something that's been maybe worrying you, something on your mind, a little story that you don't know if you were in the right or the wrong. And Blair and I are here to kind of be experts because we've never done anything wrong before and give our opinions on kind of what we think in the scenario. So whenever you're ready.
I'm honored to be in front of you for this.
Of course. Well, thank you.
This is beautiful. You know, here's the thing. This is actually, I do worry a lot. I do worry mm-hmm. a ton. This is not something that I have worried about in a long time. And in the moment, I don't think I worried about it either. And I feel like y'all are going to agree with me on this. Here we go. Let me set the scene. I used to be a DoorDash driver. After COVID, they set up something called like leave your food at the door. All the like, it used to have to be like, you just have to hand the food directly to people. You can't just like leave stuff at the doorstep. Leave shit at the door is an incredible invention. I'm so glad they made it. But unfortunately, when that happens, sometimes people will claim that they didn't get their food. Just in case like they had like never seen it. So it was my last order of the day. It was like 5 o'clock. I had been working like from 9 a.m. So I was really tired. And my last order was this pizza from Papa John's, which relevant to me at the time was my favorite pizza.
The thin crust. I love it.
Delicious, right?
It's so good.
Isn't it so good?
Thank you. I feel heard in this moment. I feel heard and seen. Yay.
Papa John's is incredible. Oh my gosh, it's incredible. It's incredible.
That's interesting.
I do like the
What does that mean, Sterling?
I do like the garlic sauce.
Well, Mr. Papa got.
Yeah, you know, and that was the thing. That was before that happened.
Okay.
That was before that happened. And when it was said, I was like, oh, shit, damn, that piece is so fucking good.
Here's the thing. My protest is when I do have it, I'm destroying that food with my teeth. And I shit it out. Boom.
Oh, right. I know that is correct.
That's a protest. It's a protest. Okay.
Yep. Take it.
Eating it. Eating it.
There's grassroots organic.
And then pooping it out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, okay. Continue with your story. Continue. We'll go off.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Papa John's my favorite pizza at the time.
Okay.
Papa John's my favorite pizza at the time. Okay. I have this order. And I take it to the person's house. I drop it off. You have to take a picture whenever you drop off a pizza from there. I went back to my car and I was closing out my shift. And I get this text, and it was it said, "Where's my pizza?" First of all, no hi or hello. They hadn't communicated with me at all before this. Not. Mm-hmm. I just want to give the character of everybody mm-hmm. involved.
Okay.
No hi or hello. So I'm like. Hello there. I said, hello there. I just dropped it off. I took a picture of it. You could check. A couple of minutes came by. And she's like, that's not my door. And I was like, okay. Well, it is according to the address that is on the app. So I don't know what the problem could be there. And she responds back and she's like, I need my pizza. So I'm kind of left... in a really weird situation here because, one, I don't have this person's address. Mm-hmm. According to the app, you know, I'm like communicating back with her. I'm like, so what's the address? He's like, it's the address on the app. So I'm like, I dropped it off at that address. I'm double checking the maps. I'm double checking all the different things that like could have happened. I'm like, this is exactly where it's supposed to be left. She messaged me back and she's like, I'm gonna contact Papa John's. To get a new pizza, right? Here's the problem with this. At some point in time, it becomes a Papa John's problem and not a DoorDash problem.
Okay.
There's a pizza that I'm looking at still on the ground that somebody did not order.
Okay.
So I haven't had dinner. I walk back up to the random person's portion, I grab the pizza, and I have it for dinner that night. Because they didn't order a pizza. I knocked on the door. They didn't open it up and they didn't grab it. So clearly they weren't home. The pizza was going to sit there and it was going to wait all night, probably going to go bad. This other person was probably going to get their pizza anyway because okay. they had to contact Papa John's. I'm like, I deserve a little treat. I deserve something for the end of my day. So I went back and I grabbed the pizza. And I ate it for dinner and it was delicious. It was a regular pepperoni.
Well, my question is, did she ever... the person who ordered the pizza, did she ever give you what the address should be? She just kept referring to what it was in the app.
What it was on the app. And I delivered it. Like I had put it on maps multiple times and it kept leading me back to that same location. And then at some point in time, like she stopped contacting me because she said she was going to contact Papa John's itself. And then the way that the app works is like, at some point in time, it switches over from like a DoorDash problem to whatever store that they ordered it from. So then Papa John's would have to put back in for another delivery from another driver because I was off at that point in time. So there was like literally nothing I could do, just pizza on the ground.
What was kind of the last communication between you and her? She just said, I'm contacting Papa John's. And you said, okay.
I'm contacting Papa
John's. And you didn't even respond.
And I said, do that. And do I know if she got that pizza that night? I have no idea.
You guys didn't stay in touch?
No, I did not. I did not follow up with her.
And was this in the middle of the pandemic?
This was, yeah, this was 2021.
Now, you were pretty new to LA in 2021. Is that correct?
I moved here in 2022.
Oh, you're not in Los Angeles here.
So you made a delivery. You drove cross country to deliver this pizza. No wonder you were hungry.
That I was starving. Yes, what I'm saying.
Okay, so you were in South Carolina doing this.
I was in South Carolina, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Now, at this point in your life in South Carolina, I'd like to dig in a little bit. Were you feeling lonely at all?
I was feeling pretty lonely.
Okay.
You know, there wasn't a lot going on. I mean, we were still like, you know, in the midst of the pandemic. So, you know, not a lot going on. I was kind of just doing DoorDash every day and then I would make videos and that was kind of it. So, yeah, I was pretty lonely, I would say.
Okay. Now, do you think there's any chance that this woman could have been a good pal, a friend? Like, is there any chance the universe was trying to direct you together? You kind of potentially missed out on an amazing opportunity that could have been a hilarious anecdote years in the future of how you two met. I know she wasn't the friendliest over text.
She wasn't the friendliest over text. But I'm like, that wasn't big energy. She was hangry. And I guess I was too.
Right there, you already had something in common.
Wow. Wow. I responded back with the hey, hello, though, and she was still kind of on a different energy.
So you think even if you'd reached her, probably wouldn't have been a lifelong friend.
Oh man, now you got me thinking that may have been true. Oh, dang.
Because maybe, give it enough? To piggyback off what Sterling is saying, like if you think back to the game that we played with you, The Wash, there was a lot of deep diving we did about you. So who's to say, I'm going to give her a name. Let's say Deborah. Deborah was doing like a research. She's like, I'm hungry, but I want someone who's knowledgeable in the field of door dashing. And she did a little digging because you can find anything online. And she saw it was you. And she was like, mama likes what she's seeing. And I'm going to do a little game. I'm going to play a little cat and mouse and see if I can get this man to feed me pizza.
Okay, well, if anyone's playing with cat and mouse with you,
wow.
To meet you, that's scary. That's a little scary.
I guess or romantic.
What you're saying, yes, I missed out. I missed out on a fun night.
Did you ever meet a friend or lover door dashing? Is this a common occurrence?
I never did.
No. But did you always wish?
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know, that could be magical.
That could
be a pretty magical moment. But majority of the time that I was working was like after COVID. So I was doing the leave at the door drop-offs. So it really isn't like a ton of like interaction, really.
Unless you waited outside till they opened the door. You're still there.
Yeah. Unless I like waited in my car and just watched that happen, watched them like retrieve it, and then you could have
done this, gone up to them and say, "Hey, I just saw you from across there, and I love your vibe.
I love your vibe."
I don't know. Something could have happened.
Yeah, I feel like that really is the place where I could have done that.
Because what could have happened also is, when you were dropping off the pizza, she could have been like, I want to take a shower. I want to be really clean for him. And so by the time you dropped off the pizza, she had finished showering. Because you know how it kind of gives you an estimate of when the food is going to arrive?
Yeah.
And she overshot it. And so by the time she got out and she was ready for you, you were gone.
Fuck. God. Fuck. So then why... I feel as if her approach wasn't giving me that.
Yeah, I worry she wasn't.
You know
really,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what? Nerves get the best of us.
You're so right. She was maybe a fellow worrier.
And I have spoken on that. Yes, she's a fellow worrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know.
And had she been drinking, it would have been a different situation. She would have been like,
no. Oh, God. And this episode is sponsored by Smirnoff. I will say, if we take it all back, Isaiah. A classic thing you talked about in the game is kind of like how your defenses go up quick. You know, when someone's being a little, your defenses are up. And her defenses were up from the get-go, right? And you tried to, you know, hello there, take him down. But she was still defenses up, which could mean this could be your perfect person. It could be a best friend. You guys could always have your defenses right on up.
No. We could never share anything. Ever.
And
you don't even have to be in the same room with her, but you have someone who gets you.
But I guess the That's ultimate so question right. is, Isaiah, maybe you guys had kicked off a really supportive friendship with each other. would you maybe not have then moved to Los Angeles because Deborah was kind of holding you back in South Carolina?
Because Deborah was keeping me in South Carolina.
Because she was worried about you.
Because she was worried and she was and that's really what the problem is. Yeah, that's really what the problem is. I don't know if this would have worked. I think we would have held each other back.
Yeah.
We would have held each other back. You know, I was planning on moving here. You know, she was planning on possibly getting Domino's at some point in time. And I would have been like, no, don't change. But this is what I'm saying. It's just, I don't think it was meant to be because we met at the wrong time. She was hungry. I wanted to get off of work. So it's like there's when we're meeting in the middle, it's always going to be conflict.
Yeah.
And God was like, not yet. Not yet. The wash.
Not yet.
Well, and I want to look at it from one other approach. When you joined DoorDash, did you receive any type of training?
They give you a video. Yeah. They give you like one video and they don't really cover this because they don't really cover this because this was kind of a new policy.
Yeah.
And I joined before the pandemic. I joined right before the pandemic happened. So I really didn't know what to do.
I mean, it's hard. I think the scenario, I mean, kind of us going down this rabbit hole, I know listeners are like, oh, what's good? But it's like we went down the Deborah rabbit hole of this. Could this have been a best friend? And ultimately, it seems like no. Maybe one day in the future, but that wasn't your time. You could have been holding each other back. And then ultimately, we do have to think of the environment, right? That's always something that's top of mind for us on this podcast. Food going to waste. We don't love that. Food sitting there, you know, I'm sure that I don't know who that household was, but I doubt they're composting, you know, we don't know.
I didn't see any composting.
No compost bins. I didn't see any compost. So that could have just been going in the trash, going in a landfill.
Exactly.
Greenhouse gas emissions.
And someone worked hard on that Papa John's pizza.
Yeah.
That's right.
Throwing away their work.
Yeah. So we wouldn't want, we wouldn't want that to happen.
It's art.
So you consuming the food and not letting it go to waste. And therefore, also, I guess there was no scenario in which Deborah was going to become your best friend. I have to go good behavior on this one then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. And the training wasn't in place. You got to be prepared for all scenarios, you know?
Yeah.
And this the fact
DoorDash.
It's a DoorDash problem.
Yeah, exactly. So DoorDash sent you out there ill-prepared. But I think you, even though you say you're a warrior, you knew enough inside to know that this isn't right to be friends with her.
Yeah.
You and you need to take care. You need to look out for number one.
Yeah.
So I'm saying good behavior.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. So Isaiah, you have officially been deemed
good behavior.
Yes. Yes.
You did it.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm happy to hear that.
You're
but I do. It's bittersweet.
Really?
It's bittersweet because now I'm thinking of what could have been with Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah could have been the best.
Well, you know what? You're still young. And so is Deborah.
We never clocked her, but we guess she's young with a name like Deborah.
She's an old soul.
She's an old soul.
But I think one day she's going to meet you in California with a pizza.
Yeah.
With that a pepperoni heart on it.
Hopefully, maybe Deborah will become a DoorDash herself and DoorDash you someday. That would be a real movie moment.
Oh, that would be incredible. That would be incredible. And I could pick leave at the door.
It's like that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow. What is it? Sliding Doors.
Yeah.
This is your sliding doors moment.
When one door closes, another door opens. And when I open it, Deborah will be outside.
That movie really makes you think, Sliding Doors. Have you seen it? Have you seen it, Isaiah?
I haven't seen Sliding Doors.
Okay, well, check it out. No spoilers, but basically what happens is she misses one train and her whole life changes. The whole movie is like either Gwyneth Paltrow short hair, like being like, this is my new life, or long hair Gwyneth Paltrow being sad. It's a classic. It's a classic. Check it out. Okay, so because you have exhibited such amazing behavior today, we have a reward for you.
Yes, so I don't know about you, but therapy really gets me going, you know, especially when the therapist is like, hey, I really like you and I feel like we could be friends in real life. So that's ultimately, I feel like everyone just wants that is a compliment from their therapist.
Yeah.
So today, pretend I'm your therapist and I am going to give you a compliment. And that is your reward for being such a good person.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful. I could cry. I could cry right now.
Well, get ready to unload.
Okay.
Here we go. The wash. Nelson Mandela has been quoted as saying, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And today, during our session, I received said education from you. Thank you for being a beacon of knowledge.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
That means so much. Wow. And also, I just like, that can't be true. I can't know more than, no, I certainly can't know more. I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all. That's why I'm here.
You say that, but you taught your faux therapist something.
Yeah.
About trusting your intuition and eating the pizza, even though Deborah showered for you.
Ew, I hate the Deborah showering. Get out of the shower, Deborah. Anyways, well.
Well, Isaiah, on that note, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. This has been such a dream and a treat. And before we wrap up, can you tell listeners anything to plug, where they can follow you, all that jazz?
Oh, yes. First of all, thank you for having me. This has been a beautiful experience. A beautiful experience.
And thank you.
I've had
coming.
The time of my life. Oh. I've had the time of my life. This is amazing. You can follow me on TikTok at Zay Dante. That's Zay with two Ys. And then on Instagram, Zay Dante with one Y. I tried to get it to be equal on both, but unfortunately, somebody else had the name Zay Dante on TikTok.
Classic,
so,
classic conundrum.
Yeah, there's the classic conundrum. Classic conundrum, you know. But yes, that's where you can find me.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?